Well, in every interaction I've ever had with Rahm Emanuel's been positive and pleasant. Rahm came out to my district, helped campaign for me, helped raise money for me. He did the same for Andre Carson, who's the second Muslim elected to Congress. I've never heard Rahm make a bigoted statement about Muslims, and I've never heard Rahm say anything anti-Arab. Rahm cares about Israel. I don't believe that that means that he does not like Muslims or Arabs or people who are not Jewish. I think we've got to come to a new understanding about this situation. Being pro-Israeli does not mean being anti-Muslim. We're looking at this thing as some sort of a zero-sum game. It's not a zero-sum game. In fact, there's a lot that American Muslims and Jews have in common. We're both religious minorities here. We both have struggled to practice our faith here. We both are Abrahamic religions. And the reality is that if you look at the doctrine of Islam and the doctrine of Judaism, these two probably are closer to each other than either one of them are to Christianity. So the fact is that, we've been sort of pit in this zero-sum game. It's unfortunate. I urge Muslims to give Rahm Emanuel a chance to interact with him, to engage him, to talk to him, to ask him some questions. And I will also tell you this. Rahm Emanuel has publicly criticized policies of the state of Israel. When Israel was excluding Sudanese Darfurians from their shores, Rahm took a public position saying that what they were doing was wrong. Now, Darfurians are Muslim, okay? So the fact is I think that, you know, we tend to take a very short snapshot of each other and from there extrapolate a few stereotypes and don't really want to give people credit for being dynamic. Now, I'm not saying that everything we say or do, Rahm is going to agree with. One thing I will say about Rahm is he's very pragmatic. And I think that if he believes that he can help, that he can win an election with the support of the Muslim community, he will gladly reach out for it. That's been my experience with him.
In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, Rahm Emanuel's father, Benjamin Emanuel, said, quote, "Obviously, he will influence the president to be pro-Israel. Why wouldn't he be? What is he, an Arab? He's not going to clean the floors of the White House," end quote. In a letter to the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, Rahm Emanuel apologized on behalf of his family and said he would meet with the group at a later date. What's your response?
My response would be that if Rahm is that, look, you know, you can't blame the son for the sins of the father. You know, I admire Jesse Jackson and Jesse Jackson Jr. When one made a comment that the other disagreed with, the younger one said he disagreed. And if Rahm apologized for the remarks that his father made, then I think that's to Rahm's credit. So I think it's unfortunate that Rahm had to deal with this issue so early. But I stick by what I said. You know, I don't think that I think there's a lot of people who are pro-Israel who recognize that Israel's security has declined since these quote-unquote pro-Israel Bush administration people have been in power. They're not safer than they were. They're less safe than they were. And I think that Israel's security lies in peace with its neighbors based on just resolution to the conflict. They're not safer by keeping up a lot of beef. You know, they're not safer. They're actually more vulnerable. And what we need to do is get our government engaged in peace process to be a respected and believable and credible broker in a peace settlement. That's what Americans need. That's what Israelis need. That's what Palestinians need.
And finally, you're in Tampa. This is where Dr. Samuel Arian is from. Will you be speaking about his case today, or what can you tell our listeners about what you know about the case?
Well, you know, I do know about the case. I followed the case. I don't plan on commenting on the case tonight at this event, not because I want to avoid commenting on it. It just really wasn't the central theme of my message. But I do hope that Dr. Al-Arian and his family have peace, have justice, and are able to secure a greater quality of justice for their case. I think that, you don't declare democracy and the rule of law and then it's just that way forever. You have to fight for it. That's why we have an appeal process, habeas corpus, various legal instruments to try to get ourselves to a just and proper result whenever there's a legal dispute. And I think that Samuel Arian has availed himself of the legal process. There are some things about his case that I think raise legitimate questions. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not here to speak on the case or comment on the case. I've met with his wife and his daughters, and I'll be happy to meet with them again in the future.